My name is Charlie McGrath, founder of wideawakenews.com, host on the Rinse Radio Network, co-founder of Doomcast, independent media. That's the topic of this commentary video. Independent media. I'm not talking necessarily what I do here at Wide Awake News or what we do over at Rinse.com or even what Doug and I do on Doomcast. I'm talking you, the people that listen to these videos, the people that care about the future of this country, and more importantly, care about the truth. You are independent media. You need to be media. You need to be a source of information for your friends and your family and your coworkers, your people that you care about, because you're not going to get reality from a media that is controlled by so few people. Listen, Hugo Black, Supreme Court Justice back in 1945, rendering his verdict in an antitrust case, said, "The widest possible dissemination of information from diverse and antagonistic sources is essential to the welfare of the republic." That was back in 1945. In the year 2014, I think he would be absolutely shocked at how this pyramid has just continually marched forward throughout time, making smaller and smaller the amount of people that are in control of the information and the entertainment that we receive. Look, in 1983, there were 50 corporations that controlled 90% of the information that you get to listen to or the entertainment that you watch. By the year 2012, that had dwindled down to 6 corporations. And here in 2014, with this merger that is in process right now between 20th Century Fox and Time Warner, that number 6 would be reduced to 5. So it is no wonder that when we have an incident like the downing of this Malaysian airliner, every single news channel you turn to, every website that you went to that was in the line of establishment media, at least the 90% controlled establishment media, all had the exact same narrative. That's why we have the, when it comes to topics like what's happening right now in Gaza, we have the exact same narrative, at least by this 90%. The truth is only going to be delivered to the people that you care about by you. It is a canned message than in everything else that they're going to hear. Sometimes they sprinkle a little bit of truth in there, but most of the time it is trying to either entertain the masses or form an opinion, this collective opinion that is massaged and manipulated in order that an agenda can be achieved. We must be the media. It's time for the folks that have been watching these videos or been tuning in to other independent sources to become media themselves. Stories are attached. That's all I got.